Good morning and welcome to Rabbi Sacks' Sunday morning shiur. This morning the shiur is being sponsored anonymously, and it is for Fuah Shlema, for Yitzchok Yaakov and Bas Yisara, for Rachel Yehudis Bas Manche Zissel, Chaim Socher Ben Chaya Mushkut, and Rachma Sela Bas Gela. May they all have a speedy Fuah Shlema. The topic this morning is Tefillah Shabbos, Part 2, B'chol V'Gadol Rav Sacks.
Last week we were discussing various aspects of the Brach Achas Me'ein Sheva, the Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Kavdal, that Rashi explains that in earlier times the shul was located on the outskirts of the city, and therefore a concern that if someone would come late to davening at night, specifically on Lel Shabbos, the need for him to walk back home alone. And therefore, in order to avoid that possibility, Rashi explains Chazal wanted to prolong the tefillah to see to it that everyone will be able to leave the shul together. What do? They instituted the Brach Achas Me'ein Sheva simply to build in, to buy sufficient time in order to allow this individual to daven in the interim. One could have raised the issue that according to Rashi, good Chazal or Misakin resembles a Chazaras Hashatz, but perhaps it didn't necessarily have to be the case. One could have imagined instituting some other tool, some other vehicle, simply to prolong the davening, to buy time, to allow the person to finish his Shmon Esrei. But nonetheless, Chazal instituted what resembles a form of a tefillah ktzara, a form of a Chazara Sashat. So if you look in the Gaon, and Arachaim in Simen Reis Samaches I had mentioned, the Gaon explains the solution somewhat differently. The problem, Amsha Besados, the solution is not simply to build in time, but rather to have a form of Chazara Sashat, in order that instead of that individual davening himself, he will be able to be yotzei with the Brach Achas Me'ein Sheva. And therefore, in lieu of his own personal tefillah, he'll listen attentively to the chazan, he will be yotzei, and therefore he can leave the shul together with everyone else. So you see, according to the Gaon, it was absolutely vital that was instituted was a form of a Chazara Sashat, for after all, one was going to be owed to their personal chiyuv of tefillah. And as mentioned, when you look in the Torah in Reish Samaches, the Torah cites the view of the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Moshe Gaon, Rabbeinu Natron Gaon, that maintain that if a person, for example, makes a mistake in his Shmon Esrei, or for whatever reason a person didn't daven, he can be owed, say, with the Brach Achas Me'ein Sheva of the Chazan. I had mentioned that according to Rashi it's somewhat of a chiddush, because you don't necessarily know this from the very takana, but according to the way the Vonnegut explains, this is part of the takana itself, and the allowance to be yotzei with this form of Chazara Sashatz. And therefore, according to the Gaon, it is quite clear that when push comes to shove, if necessary, a person could be yotzei this chiyuv tefillah. And that perhaps is the comment of the Gaon Meshitasei, where the Minhag HaGra was no one else other than the Chazan recites the Brach Achas Me'ein Sheva, no one else recites Magen Avos. Our Minhag is that the Chazan does so, and then the Tzibur will say it, the Chazan will repeat it, but the Gaon points out that Tzibur does not participate. Everything is recited by the Chazan, a simple form of a Chazar Sashatz itself. When the Beis Yosef discusses how indeed is this possible, a person, for example, did not daven on Lel Shabbos, or a person makes a mistake in his tefillah, he's missing a Shmon Esrei of seven brachos, and he's making it up by simply listening to a single bracha of a tefillah ktzara, how is it possible? Is it so simple that one could make up with one bracha what is lacking, what is missing in this case, an entire Shmon Esrei? So the Beis Yosef writes a chiddush that this is only because tefillas arvis is rishus. Had Marav been a tefillas chova, had we passed like Rabban Gamliel, we never would have allowed you so easily to make up a missing tefillah. However, since tefillas arvis is considered to be a rishus, so therefore the fact that you're missing seven brachos and you can make it up with a single bracha, so that doesn't disturb us at all. After all, Me'ikar Hadin, Marav is distinct from Shachris, from Mincha. Tefillas arvis is considered to be a rishus in that respect. And that's the chiddush of the Beis Yosef. So we left off last week with a fascinating possibility of a difference. Lahalacha, what happens, for example, if a person on Erev Shabbos fails to daven Mincha? Well, you'll tell that person you're obligated to daven tashlumin. You have to daven a double Shemoneh Esrei. Whenever you daven tashlumin, all the tefillos always reflect the time that you are in. Since in this particular case it is now Shabbos, he's davening a twofold Shemoneh Esrei. The first Shemoneh Esrei is for Maariv, and the second Shemoneh Esrei is for the tefillas tashlumin. Here, what if the person were to ask you as follows, you know what, rather than my daven two Shemoneh Esreis, can I rely on the Chazan's repetition, the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva? So that should hinge on a further issue, and that is, typically speaking, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. In this particular case, when a person didn't have a Mincha, and he's making it up with Tfilas Arvis, what exactly is a Rishus, and what is considered to be a Chova? So the Prima Gadim writes earlier in Siman Kuf Chavav, the following Chiddush, that Marav is a Rishus, but Mincha is a Chova, and Tashlume Mincha, therefore, is a tefillas chova, and therefore somewhat unusual. The first one you're davening is Maariv, that's only considered to be a rishus, but tashlumin mincha is considered to be a chova. See, we always think of tashlumin as following a tefillas chova. A person doesn't daven a tefillas tashlumin in a vacuum, but rather on the coattails of the tefillas chova, one can elongate, one could continue and daven as a tefillas tashlumin. But apparently you have a case that Prima Gadim writes for no, Maariv is considered to be Rishus, and the Tfilas Tashlumin Mincha is comparable to Mincha, which is considered to be a Tfilas Chova, which would mean in this particular case, the option of reliance on the Bracha Chasmin Sheva would only be for Maariv, but not for Tashlumin Mincha. If a person were to daven one Shemoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur, and now he wants to rely on the Chazaras Hashat for the Tashlumin Mincha, we'd say to him, no, Tashlumin Mincha is a Chova, and reliance on that Bracha of the Chazan is no longer considered to be an option. Another possibility, this is what Rav Shlomo Kugler writes, Aleph L'Chashlomo Simanun Gimel, an unusual possibility, is that you're obligated in Tashlumin Mincha, which is a Chova. And a tefillas tashlumin always has to piggyback off of a tefillas chova itself. Maybe in such circumstance, Maariv is also considered to be a chova. On a typical night, Maariv is only rishus. But here, when there is a need to daven a tefillas tashlumin, that transforms Maariv into a chova as well. If that's true, in this circumstance, one would not be allowed to rely on the Bracha Chasmein Sheva, neither for Maariv nor for Tashlumei Mincha. And the third possibility is what the Rishash writes in Brachos and Daf Chavav, that a Tfilas Tashlumin can never be any more chomor than the main Tfila during that particular time. And therefore, if Maariv is only Rishus, if there is never a Tfilas Chova Balayla, after all, Rashi writes in Shabbos and Daf Tes, that there is no Karban Chova which is offered at night. During the day, there's a Karban Tamei Shel Shachar, a Karban Tamei Shel Ben Arbayim, Karbanos which are Chova. At night, there's no Karban Chova. At night, there's no Tfilas Chova. So therefore, a Chiddush that even though you're missing Mincha, which is a Tfilas Chova, the allowance of making that up at night is only Rishus as well. The Tfilas Tashlumin will never transcend the Ikar HaTfila Ba'osal HaZman, in which case both are considered to be Tfilos that are Rishus, and now you would have that option of making up the Tfila through the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. Interesting possibility. The fact that we can rely on the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva is based on Tfilos Arvis, which is considered to be a Rishus. This is a Chiddush that has further implication. Number one is as follows. Is Tfilas Arvis a Rishus? Yes, we pass like the view of Rabbi Yeshua, but maybe one could distinguish, and this is a Chiddush of Yaakov Emdin, that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus only when it comes to a weeknight, but not when it comes to Shabbos. On Shabbos, maybe Tfilas Arvis is not considered to be a Rishus at all. And on what basis could one in fact distinguish? We mentioned the Ramban and Parshas Emor in Vayikra, where the Ramban writes in Perach Chav Gimel that the Torah characterizes these days as Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh. What exactly does that term mean? Mikra Kodesh, Mikra'i Kodesh. The Ramban writes as follows. Kodesh, we understand, that means a day of holiness, a day of sanctification. What does the word Mikra or Mikra'i mean? The Ramban writes, it's based on the Pasuk of Kiruei Ha'eda, a day of assembly, Those are ne'esafim. And what does Mikra Kodesh mean? The Ramban writes, ne'esafim lekadesh ha'am b'faresia. It's a time that we gather together to sanctify the day in a public fashion. That's the meaning of Mikra Kodesh, a very great Kiddush. That means, seemingly according to the Ramban, that when we gather, for example, for the purpose of Tefillah Shabbos, it's not just merely a kiyum of Tefillah Arvis, as is true each and every day, but rather that Tefillah Shabbos is an opportunity. L'kadesh hayom b'farhesia. And therefore, the Pina Gadim writes an interesting Kiddush, that even though the Ramban maintains that the obligation of davening daily is only a mitzvah derabana, that's what the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos and Shoreshei, that is not true when it comes to Tefillah Shabbos. Tefillah Shabbos is considered to be daraisa. Prima Gadim writes a further chiddush, Tefillah Shabbos b'tzibur is a din daraisa. Even the Rambam, who argues that there's a mitzvah to daven each and every day, one could fulfill that mitzvah in the Torah individually. You don't require tefillah b'tzibur. But the Prima Gadim suggests, according to the view of the Ramban, that this is the kiyum of Mikra Kodesh, Hakol Nesafim, Lekadesh Shayom b'farhesi b'tefillah. So in such a case, that is a mitzvah daraisa. And the Prima Gadim writes in the Choshvus and Siman Tav Tzadi the following chiddush, that in order to have a minyan for tefillah Shabbos, you require 10 individuals who absolutely positively have reached bar mitzvah. After all, in order to become a gadol, you require shanim and simanim. You have to be 13 years old, but you also require physical maturity. How do we know that a person has physical maturity? Typically speaking, when it comes to tefillah b'tzibur, we rely on chazaka. That's what the Ramban writes in Simen Nunhei, that if a person has reached this age, we assume that he has physical maturity. But you know what? If a person was born, let's say, the very end of Elul, and he's a crackerjack Baal Tokeya, and he's going to be the Baal Tokeya in Rosh Hashanah, you know what? We're going to insist that we can confirm that he's a gadol. The fact that he's 13 years old is not enough. Practice, for example, in many shuls, no, the bar mitzvah buffers, bar mitzvah Shabbos before Purim, we're not going to let him lay necessarily Parsha Zachar, because, the Mechaber writes, Parsha Zachar perhaps is a din daraisa, tafresh behei, what Tosus writes in Shabbos and Daf Yigimel, for a kriya satara daraisa, we're going to insist on a gadol. And how do you know that he is a gadol just because he just turned 13? So the Pima Gadim writes his chiddush, that for Tefillah Shabbos and for Tefillah Yantif, the minyan, right, these youth, these teen minyanim, make sure that you have, right, 10 gedolim on a level of daraisa, not really reliance on a chazaka. The content of the Pima Gadim, right, is interesting. The context is Tefillah Shavuos, because for us it's so common that everyone stays up Shavuos night and learns. In earlier times, the Balabatim would work very hard in Erev Shavuos. They didn't have the luxury of the Bnei Yeshiva who were off to take a nap. No? So very often they would go to sleep. And it was the youngsters that stayed up and learned all night. The Prima Gadim was concerned that Shavuos morning they didn't have a minyan min HaTorah, because these were the teenagers who were davening by Kevasikin, and therefore he admonishes, just make sure you have your minyan on a level of Daraisa. An interesting chiddush, that Tefillah B'Tzibur is considered to be min HaTorah when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yantim. So this possibility of Prima Gadim, who writes that Mariv is a tefillas rishus and tashlim minchas a tefillas chovis, assuming that we argue mikra hadin that Mariv even on Shabbos is only considered to be rishus, against that view of Rav Yaakov Emden. I would point out a further finish. Tefillas arvis is rishus. That was true, or that is true? No? Well, if I'm telling you there are differences lahalacha, a person can go ahead and rely on the brachachas means sheva v'chaza because tefillah sarvis is rishus. That means that tefillah sarvis is a rishus. And that one could question, because is that really true, that this man has that tefillah sarvis is rishus? What about the view of halachos gadolos? What about what the Rambam himself mentions in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah? The Rambam writes that tefillah sarvis was a rishus. Now, when you look in the Gemara, you have a machlokas nachav zayin b'term Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua whether meikar hadin marviz rishus or marviz achova. But Tosus is immediately bothered. Is that really true? Marviz rishus, take it or leave it. Doesn't the Gemara tell us that you have to daven mariv? And doesn't the Gemara tell us that if you don't daven Marav, you have to daven an additional Shmoneh Esrei Shachris for Tashlumin? And isn't it clear from the Gemara if you would forget Yalav Yavlo, for example, on Chol HaMoed, even during Marav, you're obligated to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? And if you forget Marav and Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavlo, you don't repeat, but only because Kiddush HaChodesh is only the Yom, Kiddush HaChodesh is not at night. What about Tefillas Arvis Rishus? So, different possibilities. Tosus writes in Brachos and Daf Chavav that the word Rishus does not mean optional. That sometimes, when the Gemara will contrast two different obligations, one which is more stringent than the other, it will call one a chova and the other a rishus, but rishus means relatively lenient. It does not mean optional. It doesn't mean take it or leave it. And therefore, it also says, even though Marv is rishus, you still must daven. But the Halachos Gedolos has a very different approach. This is what Tosus writes elsewhere as well. This is clear in the Rambam. That yes, the starting point is Marav was a Rishus. However, Kvar Shavio Aleha Kechov. That we have already accepted upon ourselves to daven Mariv, and therefore we treat Mariv as a Tfilas Chova. So even if it was true at one point in time, but nonetheless, b'zman hazeh, the Rambam writes, Kvar nohagu kol Yisrael b'chom mekomosh mososeihem, throughout each and every community, people meticulously daven Mariv, and therefore, shavua aleha kechov. So therefore, you know, it's somewhat surprising that one would argue lahalacha, that there are differences between Shachris and Mincha on the one hand as opposed to Mariv. There were differences, but the fact that there are differences, no doubt, that's considered to be a Kiddush. But this is not so unique, because if you look in the Rambam, you're going to find differences between Mariv as opposed to Shachris and Mincha, based on the fact that Tefillas Arvis is only considered to be a Rishus. So Rambam writes that we have a practice of davening Marav early. On what basis do we do so? The Gemara says that Rav did so. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. That Rav used to daven early on Friday night. What right do we have to daven early? So Rashi writes it's because of Tosef Shabbos. We accept upon ourselves the fact that it's Shabbos, and that grants us the possibility of davening Marav. But the Rambam does not mention that as a reason. We've discussed in earlier Shiurim that the Rambam does not even mention the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. So very surprising that the Rambam would argue the ability to daven early is only because of Tosef Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Tokot Tfila, that Tfila Shabbos is Rishus, the Ein Medaktik in Bismana. The fact that we give ourselves a little bit more leeway, that's because Marav is only a Rishus. And maybe you would have expected the Rambam to say that was true then, but Bizman Hazeh, one has to daven exactly Bizman. No, the Rambam writes, Tfilas Arvis Rishus in Medaktik in Bizmana. And interestingly, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos, Rav used to daven Marav early. That's not only true on Lo Shabbos. If it's because of Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, that could apply each and every day of the week as well. So it is surprising, aside from the Chiddush of the Rambam, the allowance of davening early is a Marav is Rishus, but our issue, is that relevant today? The Rambam says, Kfar Nogu Kol Yisrael, or any Shavi Oleha, Kechova. Or if you look in the Rambam in Perek Tesis Lachos Tfila, the Rambam just makes the observation that why is it that there's no Chazar Sashatz, typically when it comes to Marav? The Rambam writes, because Tfila Sarvis is only a Rishus. No, the Tshuva Sarashva explains that, look, part of the purpose of Chazar Sashatz is in order to discharge the obligation of others who cannot daven so fluently. And therefore, everyone must daven, Shachris, must daven, Mincha, but Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. And even if one assumes, yeah, but everybody has taken upon themselves to daven, not necessarily the person who is unable to go ahead into daven, and therefore we don't have a Chazar Sashatz typically when it comes to Marav. Shabbos is the exception. Well, we have a Bracha Chasmein Sheva, but normally no Chazar Sashatz. What about Shavua Kechova? Why not argue that that was true then, but Bizman Hazeh, that in fact should be necessary? And the Rambam then has a stunning difference in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tfila, where the Rambam writes the following. Look, a person has an option. A person is obligated to daven a Tfilas Chova, but a person always technically has the ability to daven a Tfilas Nedava. The Rambam writes, that's fine. You can daven a tilas chova, you can daven a tilas nedava. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, you can offer a carbon chova, you can offer a carbon nedava. But the Rambam writes, is chiddush, you cannot mix and match. You cannot go ahead and daven half of a tefillah with the mindset that it's a chova, and all of a sudden shift gears and complete the tefillah having in mind that it's a tefillas nedava. Why would you do so? For example, the Rambam writes, Nizkar Shekfar Hispala. A person's in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and all of a sudden he realizes he davens already. He davens already. Yeah, ask Rabbanim, they get the shayla. Often. Now, sometimes the yeshiva boys will daven mincha, Friday in yeshiva, mincha gdola, and they'll come to shul Friday night, they'll catch themselves in the middle of Shemon Esrei, mincha, realizing, you know, I already daven mincha. What exactly do I do? Maybe one could have argued, just continue as Einadava. The Rambam writes that now, look, you have an option, a tefillas chova, a tefillas nedava. But how can you mix and match? The first half of the Shemon Esrei is a tefillas chova, the second half of the Shemon Esrei is a tefillas nedava. The Rambam understood that these are inherently different types of tefillah, qualitatively. It's a different hefzah shel tefillah, and as such, you cannot go ahead and combine. This is min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, and therefore there's no combination of half an apple and half an orange. Somehow they cannot be pressed together as one. Then the Rambam writes, even though I maintain this is true when it comes to shachris and mincha. But what about when it comes to mariv? A person is in the middle of mariv, and all of a sudden, the middle of Shemon Esrei davens, you know what? I davened already. I went to the earlier minyan. No, I went to the Mincha Marev minyan. And I came back later on to daven Marev. In the middle of Shemon Esrei, he realizes, Nizkar Shekfar Hispalel. The Rambam writes, no problem. Continue your Shemon Esrei. How can you continue? When you began, you thought that this was the first time you were davening Marev. The Rambam writes, yeah, but this is only a reshus. So therefore, even though your mindset was you didn't yet daven, yeah, you didn't yet daven, but it was still a tefillas reshus. So seamlessly, you can combine a tefillas reshus with a tefillas nedava. That's not called min v'sheinu mino. That's a seamless transition, unlike the cases of shachris and mincha. That's what the Rambam writes. So again, that's a third indicator that the Rambam writes halacha l'maisa, the tefillas arvis is a reshus. Maybe we've expected the Rambam to say, no, that was true then, but today, not the case. So you see, the Rambam understood that the Tfilas Rishus is not only relevant then, it's relevant to Halacha. But how can that be? Kvar shavyu aleha kechova. So how do you understand that? So on that Rambam, Perek Yud, Hilchos Tfila, when the Rambam writes, Shachris, Mincha, Nizkar, Shekvar, Hispalel, stop. However, when it comes to Marev, continue, the Ravid has a very brief comment. The Ravid writes, Ein kan nachas ruach. The Ravid writes, I'm not pleased with what the Rambam writes. But it's not so clear what was the source of the Ravid's displeasure. Now, what didn't he like with the Psaka of the Rambam? So the case of Mishnah writes, this was the point. This was the point. That Tfilas Arvis was Rishus. But what do you mean, Shavila Kechova? The Rambam writes Shavila Kechova. So that means we treat Mariv Bizman Hazeh as though it is a Tfilas Chova. And if Mariv is a Tfilas Chova, what is true of Shachris and Mincha should also be true of Mariv. So the way the Kesem Mishnah understands that according to the Ravid Shita, we always assume, stop, Posek Afilu Bemtza. Not only Shachris and Mincha, but even when it comes to Mariv as well. Reb Chaim suggests that the Ravid meant something entirely, entirely different. And Reb Chaim begins with the following explanation. Let's assume it's the Kesef Mishnah. That they're arguing about Mariv. Shavyu lekechova. So the Ravid writes, will treat Mariv as Shachris Mincha. And the Rama maintains, no, that's not true. Even though Shavyu lekechova, still, Mariv is distinct. Cannot be compared to Shachris Mincha. Why not? Shachris Mincha is Chova, Mariv is Chova. So therefore, how do you distinguish? So this is a classic example of Reb Chaim's distinction. Reb Chaim raises the following issue. What exactly is the difference between a Tfilas Chova or a Tfilas Nedava? Is the difference simply in terms of the Chovas HaGavra, The entire difference is a tfilas chova, I must daven, and a tfilas nadava, I may daven. That's the whole difference, whether I have to engage in this tefillah, or I do not have to do so. Is that the difference? Or could one argue, no, the difference between a tefillah chov and a tefillah nedava is not just simply I must or I may, but rather it's an inherent difference in terms of the chefza shel tefillah. It's a different category of tefillah entirely. The difference between a karban chov and a carbon adava is not just simply one I must, one I may, but it's a different form, a different quality of carbon entirely. And therefore, Reb Chaim's question, the difference between chov and adava, halach in gavra or halach in chesana, when Rezevin has a beautiful work, Yishim Vishitas, he writes somewhat of a biography of Gedolei Yisrael, but then their contribution, their derech halimud. And he cites examples of the styles of various gedolim. In his piece in Reb Chaim, he cites this piece, Peragidah Hilchos Tefillah, as a classic example to illustrate the derech halimud of Reb Chaim. The difference between a tefillas chov and tefillas nedava. Halacha in chefza, or is it halacha in gavra? The Rabbi Shita is the distinction between chova and nedava is halacha in gavra. I must or I may. Well, look, if shavio lecha chova, so therefore, Maariv is like Shachris and Mincha. According to the Rambam Shita, Reb Chaim suggests that's not true. The difference in Shachris and Mincha as opposed to Maariv is inherent in the character, the nature of the tefillah itself. Maariv is only a tefillas rishus. What about Shavuot Kechova? What does Shavuot Kechova do? For example, let's assume I take upon myself every month to offer a carbon adav. Does that carbon become inherently a carbon chova? You would tell me, no, it's still a carbon nedava. It has all the halachos of a carbon nedava. You have to do so, you're right. There is a personal obligation to offer a carbon nedava monthly. But it doesn't transform the character of the carbon. You ask the coin, what kind of carbon is this? I'll tell you, it's a carbon nedava. I have to offer it? That's not a contradiction. There's a chovas hagavra to offer a carbon nedava. So too when it comes to shavuot kechova. The Knesset Yisrael, the Rambam writes, has taken upon themselves to daven a nightly tefillas nedava. But not that the tefillah inherently becomes a tefillas chova. So therefore it's no contradiction to argue that do I have to daven? Yes, I took upon myself to daven. A person makes a neder, he'll do something. And we wouldn't characterize it as an absolute mitzvah. We'll say that you have a personal chiyuv to do so. So, yes, I have a personal obligation to daven each and every night. But the character, the composition of the tefillah is a tefillas nedava, even though I must do so. And therefore, if nizka shekvar hispalel, you can just flip seamlessly into a tefillas nedava. Mindanino, the two halves perfectly match because inherently that's the case, and that is the Shitas HaRambam. What about the Ravid? The Ravid seemingly maintains that's not true. Chetza, Gavra, the difference between Chov and Adav is you must or you may. Therefore, once you assume Shavua Kechova, why distinguish between Marv as opposed to Shachar Semincha? But then Rav Chaim goes a step further. Rav Chaim argues as follows: if that really is the Shita of the Ravid, that the only difference between chov and adava is not inherent, not the composition, the character, the nature of the tefillah. The difference is just simply whether I must or I may. Oh, wait a second. Then what's wrong with davening a Shmon Esrei, half of which I thought was a chova, and half of which I now realize a davened already is a nedava? You're going to tell me they don't mix? Well, why don't they mix and match? No, if you're going to tell me that inherently there are different types of tefillos, like different types of karbanos, you're right, they're not going to mix and match. But if you're going to tell me, what do you mean, the words are exactly the same, the chefta shel tefillah is identical, the only difference between one and the other is just simply whether I had to do this or whether I didn't have to do so, so why can't they blend? So you know what Reb Chaim maintains? According to the Ravid, they do blend. And when the Ravid says Ein kanachas ruach. I disagree with the Rambam. I'm not pleased with this chiddush. The Ravid was not debating the Mariv exception. The Ravid was contesting the Ikar Halacha. Halacha 1. When it comes to Shachris and Mincha, Mizka, Shekvar, Yisfalel, the Rambam writes, stop in the middle. The Ravid says, I disagree. Continue. Because the difference between Chov and Adava is just in terms of Gavra, not in terms of Chetza. What's wrong with having half of a tefillah which is chov and half which is nedava? It's not an essential difference. And therefore, combination is absolutely possible. So pretty fascinating, though, that the Rambam maintains in Shachris and Mincha stop, in Mariv continue. The Rambam says, I disagree. Which extreme? Is the Rambam maintaining continue in every Shmoneh Esrei? That's what Reb Chaim maintains. And the Kesem Mishnah maintains, the Rambam says, stop in every Shmoneh Esrei because Shavu Aleha. Interesting chiddush. Where did the Rambam get this from? About Nizkar Shekvar Hispala? It's a Gemara Brachos Nefchapala. That if a person realizes he already davened, stop. So how can we say Machlokas Rambam and Ravid? It's a Gemara that says stop. And the Gemara is like the Rambam. So the Rambam's chiddush is Marv is an exception, but the Ikar Hadin. The Gemara says, Nizkar Shekvar Hispalel, stop. So if you look in the Ravid, we have on the Hasagos, and the Rif, the Dapei HaRif, the Balamor, we have the Hasagos HaRavid. The Ravid has a very brief comment, two words, and that's it. And those two words indicate the way Reb Chaim understood the Ravid. The Gemara says that you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden, Nizkar Shekvar Hispalel, you realize you daven. The Gemara says, Posek, stop. The Ravid writes, Im Ratza. The Ravid writes, if you want, that's it. That says everything. You don't have to stop. If you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and you realize you daven already, you can stop. But you can also continue. You can't. The Rambam says, you must stop. The Rambam writes, you're going to continue. Allah v'atallah. No, you're mixing and matching. There's no blending. The Ravid says, no. You realize you davened already? You don't have to continue. You can stop. Nizkar shekreisva posik means imratza. Imratza, a couple of chidushim in the Ravid. Chidush number one is, you can stop, but you don't have to stop. How can you continue? You began Adaita Dechova, you're continuing Adaita Nedava. The Rav would say, nothing wrong, exactly as Reb Chaim explains. The tefillah is the same tefillah. And therefore, nothing wrong with continuing. What's the further chiddush of the Rav? And that's as follows. An interesting issue, there's a Rosh who seems to disagree with this. Is half a Shmoneh Esrei called a Bracha Levatala? You know? It's beautiful Divrei Shevach. To be Yotzei, I can't just daven half a Shmoneh Esrei, I have to daven a whole Shmoneh Esrei. But I daven the half a Shmoneh Esrei. Apparently you see, according to the Ravid, that we don't require you to complete the Shmoneh Esrei and argue that if you don't complete, the five brachos he recited is a bracha levatala. Five brachos is not enough to be Yotzei, but if Nizkar Shekvar Hispalel, each and every bracha is beautiful. And therefore, a mikta satfila is not considered to be a bracha levatala. And therefore, the Ravid writes, you realize you already daven? Well, you can stop, and what you did is not considered to be a bracha levatala. Right? And if you want, you can continue and make the whole thing into a tefilas nedava. It's a pretty fascinating possibility that the Ravid mentions. Interesting. But what exactly is that status? Realize, again, you know, the Gemara tells us if a person recites a bracha she'ino tzrichan, a necessary bracha, the Gemara says you violate lo sisa. Lo sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. Tosus immediately points out that that's not true midaraisa. Midaraisa? A person makes a statement, a shakonia bidvara. Beautiful shevach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything was created through His word. Beautiful. Midaraisa, that's shevach. Midrabanan. We don't recommend that you use this shevach outside of the misgeres habracha. This shevach, only say when you're about to drink. Only say when you're about to eat. Now don't use this as divrei shevach min haTorah.
And it's considered tzedakah for Devar Shevach. And that's why Tosfos and Rav Rishonim maintain that when the Gemara says that an unnecessary bracha is lo sisa, just means on the level of Derabbanan, once the Chachamim stated that this bracha should be defined in terms of this purpose, this certain circumstance, yeah, so to use it casually, the Chachamim say don't do. But again, only as a mister, Derabbanan. See, the Rambam seems to indicate those sisas and issa daraisa when it comes to bracha shenot tzricha, but it's very difficult to maintain that that really is true. You know, a person, let's say, yells a Shem Hashem for no reason. For no reason. So what issa does he violate? The Gemara writes he violates an essay of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. That's reverence. You're revering the Shem Hashem, just yelling a Shem Hashem for no reason? So person A yells a Shem Hashem for no reason. And person B praises Hashem, shakol nebidvara, with a bracha, and doesn't drink. So if I were to say, which is worse? Which is worse? The guy who just yells Hashem Hashem for no reason whatsoever, isn't that worse? So unusual. Yelling Hashem Hashem for no reason is an essay, es Hashem Elokecha Chatira, and a bracha shino tricha is a los essay. That's aseres adibris, that's losisa. How can that be? How can a bracha shenot tzricha, which is beautiful shevach, which just didn't relate to particular eating or drinking, is worse than a person who just goes around yelling Hashem Hashem, Achman of the Sun, for no reason? That's why Rav Rishonim assumed that a bracha shenot tzricha is only nisid drabanan. And yelling Hashem Hashem is an essay darisa. That is worse. That is in fact worse. No, but again, the Rav is interesting chiddush that apparently you see that a half of Shmon Esrei, right, is not considered to be right, it's an interesting issue. Good, a person is caught without his siddur, doesn't know the whole Shmon Esrei by heart. Right, would you tell him, look, why don't you say that which you know? That's considered to be tefillah, tachnunim. Maybe it's not called a bracha levatal, the davenei, mikzah Shmon Esrei. You're not going to be otzei. I understand you won't be otzei. And if by chance you'll get your siddur, we're going to tell you to go ahead and do right, daven again, but the fact that you recited several brachos in and of themselves is not considered at all to be right, a bracha levatala. Sometimes it's reassuring. You know, sometimes a person makes a mistake in Shmon Esrei and he realizes he has to repeat, and he turns to himself and everything that I did, right? I said 19 brachos and I forgot Yalavuv. I have to repeat everything. You mean it's all levatala? Is that really the case? Right. So one could argue, no, not Levatala. First, not Levatala. Don't forget, Tosus, the Shita, the Shmon Esrei is complete even without Yala V'Yavo. But even a person would forget one of the main brachos of the Shmon Esrei itself. Each bracha is meaningful in terms of Divrei Shevach. And you see, this is true when it comes to the Raivid Shita. See, I would suggest that this is why the Rambam has so many differences, lahalacha, between Marib as opposed to Shachris and Mincha. Because even though the Rambam writes Shavil Lekachovah, that's true. We've taken upon ourselves to davening Tefillas Nedavah each and every day, but inherently, the Tefillah remains a Tefillas Rishus. That never changed. And that's why the Rambam can argue that you don't have Chazar Sashatz, and you can daven early, and therefore Nizka Shekvar Hispalel, because even Bizman Hazeh, Tefillas Arvus is Rishus. And that's why, for example, the Beis Yosef could argue that since tefillah sarvus is rishus, therefore one can rely on the bracha achas mein sheva. And no one would argue, what, tefillah sarvus was rishus, but it's no longer rishus. No, 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 it's rishus even bizman hazeh. I have to daven here. There's no contradiction. There's a chovas hagavra to daven a tefillah nedova, right, each and every day. And that's the nature of shavua kachova. Shavua kachova does not necessarily convert, right, transform the essence of the mitzvah whenever you apply that principle, but rather it just simply means I've taken upon myself to go ahead and to do so. It's a fascinating possibility, and therefore this is why one could rely on the bracha achas me'ein sheva as well. We had mentioned last week a great chiddush, Rabbi Kiveger, Kuf Yudalet. Rabbi Kiveger points out the following, that a person goes ahead and davens a Shmon Esrei on Friday night. Let's say this time of year he forgets to say Mashiv Ruach. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you have to be chozer. Mashiv Ruach is considered to be Le'ikuvo. Rabbi Kveger is bothered, what about Friday night? Is Mashiv Ruach considered to be Le'ikuvo? So it would be unusual to assume, I guess Thursday night yes and Friday night no. But Rabbi Kveger is very bothered by this. So wait a second. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Reis Samaches that if you, right, come late, am shebesados, you can rely on the bracha achas mein sheva. If a person makes a mistake in his tefillah, he can run a chazar sashas. The bracha achas mein sheva doesn't contain mashiv aruch. Doesn't contain mashiv aruch. So in such a case, how could you be outside? And it's not so simple to assume that, what, half the year I can't be yotze? When the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ma'is Tamaches, you can be yotze with, Mechaber forgot to write, and that's only true half of the year when you don't say Mashiach HaRuach. It sounds as though, well, of course you yotze, of course you yotze. If Chazal instituted this as a way of being yotze, it doesn't seem so reasonable to assume this would only work half the time. Seems reasonable. See, one could raise the following question. What about when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? What about on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Hey, can I rely on the bracha achas mein sheva? So you're going to tell me, no, no. How can you rely on the bracha achas mein sheva? You have to say Alav Yavol. You have to mention Yom Tov. So a person made a mistake on Yom Tov Shechalios for Shabbos. He didn't mention Yom Tov at all. You're going to tell me you have to be chozer. He's going to turn to me and say, be chozer, I can be also with bracha achas mein sheva. There's no mention of Yom Tov. So you know, it wouldn't bother me to say, well, who says you can be also with the bracha achas mein sheva? When Chazal instituted the bracha achas mein sheva, they did that for, right, every week, but not necessarily for a Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos. Good. Who says that they instituted for that? Why do you say it? This is part of our Seder HaTfilah, but you know what? Not necessarily that you can be yotzei with this on this particular Shabbos. That doesn't bother me once in a blue moon. No, to say that in this Shabbos, where you have a confluence of Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not going to be yotzei. But for half the year, you should be able to yotzei. Whenever you say Mashiach Baruch, you can't be yotzei. So the Gedeiah writes as a possible Kiddush, sounds somewhat astounding, that you know what? I guess Mashiach Baruch is not Makid when it comes to Lel Shabbos. How can it be Makid if it can be yotzei with? But I daven a Shmoneh Esrei, I forgot Mashiach Baruch, you tell me daven again, and I'll say, but can I rely on the Chazans? Yeah, you can rely on the Chazans, but he's not going to say Mashiach Baruch. It's true, there's a difference. Your tefillah was a flawed tefillah because it was imperfect. You forgot Mashiach Baruch. And his bracha achas mein sheva is a perfectly rendered Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, but even so, still, if it's so vital, if it's so necessary, you know, we discuss the following issue. Let's assume, for example, a person davens mincha on Friday afternoon and he forgets talamata. He has to be chozer, he has to repeat. He didn't realize he forgot the same talamata until tonight. So what are you going to say? Tashlumin. You have to daven it. You don't say mincha, you have to daven tashlumin. So I'll turn to the guy and I'll say, but tashlumin always follows the slot that you're in. I'm going to be davening at Tfilas Shabbos. I'm not going to be mentioning the same talamata. Now, do I obligate you to daven again because you missed the same talamata when in the coming Shmoneh Esrei you're not going to be mentioning the same talamata in any case? Or do you daven? Look, you weren't Yotzei. You have to daven again in order in fact to be Yotzei. I once mentioned the Shir before Pesach. Right, a person eats matzah without his seva, or machmer for the view of the Rush that he's not yotzei, and he has to go and eat matzah again beh seva. So you tell the person you're seder the bad news, right, that he has to go ahead and eat again. He forgot to do his seva. The Rush says it's mikuva. He's about to eat beh seva, and all of a sudden, right, his Rebbe walks in. His Rebbe walks in. In the presence of his Rebbe, he's not obligated to do Haseba. So are you going to tell that person, but nonetheless, you have to eat the Kazayas Samatsa without Haseba because you weren't Yotze? He'll turn to you and say, that's exactly what I did. No, I ate a Kazayas Samatsa without Haseba, and you're going to tell him, now eat another Kazayas Samatsa without Haseba. Now, you eat another Kazayas Samatsa to gain the Kiyum of Haseba, but here, that one is not going to do so in any case. So do you argue that you have to go ahead and repeat? All these cases are not exactly Haba Hatalia, but they're fascinating illustrations where is there need for repetition when push comes to shove, you're not going to be replacing, restoring, making up that which you missed. Or do you argue, look, once something is flawed, you're not Yotze, finished, and therefore Tashlumin is necessary irrespective of that important detail. It's similar to Tosos's issue that a person forgot to say Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh of Mincha, didn't realize it until night, and it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. You're going to insist that he has to daven again to make up what? Yalav Yavo? He's not going to be reciting Yalav Yavo. Rosh Chodesh is long gone. Or do you argue, daven again because you have to make up that flawed tefillah. And you have to compensate for that. And therefore, daven now, that which is considered to be a perfect tefillah. To some extent, it's similar to what Rabbi Gvega writes when it comes to the case of Mashiach Barav. So fascinating possibilities in terms of this unusual takana, right, of a Chazar Sashatz when it comes to Tfilas Arvis, the Brachachas Me'in Sheva, and its relationship as to whether Marv is a Chiyuch, whether Marv is a Rishus, and the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, despite the fact that Shavuot HaKrovah, but in essence, conceptually, Tfilas Arvis, even Bizman Hazeh, remains a Tfilas Rishus.
As far as why, as far as you, right. Maybe both are over, both are short.